Tensions are high in Yemen after the United Arab Emirates deployed troops to the strategic Yemeni island of Socotra. People across the country have strongly condemned the move and described the action as illegal. In a press conference, the representative of Yemen's southern political party voiced his full support to retaliatory operations against Saudi Arabia, UAE, and their allies.
The recent move by the occupiers made it clear what their real intentions are. Yemenis are now at a crossroads, whether to join the ranks of fighters against invaders or betray their country and stand beside the occupying forces. The movement of southern Yemen decided from day one to stand against the occupiers.
So far, Socotra has been spared the violence that has ravaged mainland Yemen. The island has a very strategic location, as located at the exit of bustling shipping lane that leads from the Mediterranean Sea to the Indian Ocean. Yemenis believe UAE's occupation of Socotra shows the real intentions of waging a war on their country.
The current tensions in Socotra reveal the real agenda of the Saudi-led coalition that is waging a U.S. proxy war in Yemen. They want to occupy our country and use our resources.
On Friday, the UAE State Minister of Foreign Affairs, Anwar Kirkash, claimed that there are historic links between his country and Socotra. The UAE is a key partner in a Saudi-led coalition that has waged a brutal war on Yemen since March 2015. The occupation of the island has also flared up tensions between Riyadh and Abu Dhabi. Local media say a Saudi delegation has met with Yemenis there to discuss the issue.
Tensions have been high between Riyadh and Abu Dhabi over controlling some parts of Yemen. Both countries are involved in the aggression against the Arab country. With the latest move, many experts believe that the UAE is trying to gain foothold in southern Yemen. Muhammad Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.